and Daniel Jerome Jackson. Come tell us what God has done for you.
Good morning. My name is Daniel Jackson. I was born near Chicago to parents who loved Jesus and taught me about him. At about age 6, I acted in faith and I asked Jesus into my heart according to what I knew. And at age 10, I was baptized. Although I wanted to be obedient to God, another motivation was that other friends did it. And I did confess him as my Savior in public, but looking back, I cannot say with confidence that I was baptized into Christ spiritually and regenerated by that time. As I grew up, my parents sought God more diligently, and I sought God less diligently. I still prayed, but I was looking for happiness, and I was deceived. In Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And I now understand this verse to teach that if I seek happiness, I'll never find it. If I seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will add unto me all I need, including happiness. And I didn't know this at that time. I moved from Kalispell, Montana to Phoenix, Arizona, and started college at DeVry studying electronics. My parents prayed diligently for me from a distance. And now that I was on my own, conviction about my sin grew and fulfillment of it shrank. One Sunday, after I had chosen a school-sponsored kegger instead of church, I came home empty. And that day at age 18, I repented of my sin and I recommitted my life to Jesus, asking him to save me if he hadn't already. He responded by starting me on a path of transformation. One of the people he used powerfully in my life during the next 9 years was Don Ekstrand, college pastor at Grace Community Church, who taught God's word faithfully and shepherded my soul. My Lord and Savior, Jesus the Messiah, died on the cross to pay the full penalty of my sins and has been amazingly faithful to keep his hand on me until today. He has continued to expose sin and cut it away and draw me into a more intimate relationship with himself through his loving kindness, shaping me into his image. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." At a time when I was battling habitual temptation, God inspired me to see the truth of this verse for me and experience victory by seeing the new person I am in him. He has called me and loved me and made me righteous with his righteousness. He is purifying me. He is accomplishing his works through me for his glory. And though I still sin, I am increasingly convicted by it, and at the same time I'm confident I have true life in him by his unconditional grace. Life in Christ is an undeserved and unspeakable honor with great hope, and I'm here today convinced that I have been saved by God's grace through his gift to me of faith in his Son Jesus Christ. I believe I've been spiritually baptized into him, into his death, and raised to new life in his resurrection. And in obedience to him, I wish to be physically baptized a second time in the presence of God and witnesses, now his disciple, regenerated and indwelt by his Spirit. I profess him as my Savior and Lord.
Daniel, based upon your repentance of sins and profession of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, it's my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.